real. Amor real. Vidas reales. Parejas reales. Conoce el otro lado de los artistas, escritores, líderes y músicos más influyentes del mundo con Jairo Andrés y Jennifer Amaya. Real Love.
Jackie Velázquez.
Yes, estoy aquí y ella está aquí y somos mejores amigas
yes.
de todo el mundo.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, we declare yes. Honestly, guys, this is going to be my top favorite podcast that we're going to record because, guys, she's like my idol. Like, honestly, she is amazing, and I've like always followed her since I was so little, and just literally, I have like all your CDs, like literally in compact CDs.
That's awesome. That makes my heart feel so happy that you could choose anybody. You could have gone Britney Spears. You could have gone anybody else, but you chose the music that, you know, God created, and so thank you for letting me be a part of that.
No, thank you for being here with us, Real Love, Real Life. And Jackie, you're here because you're presenting your book.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I always say that this book is dedicated to anyone who's ever watched a movie more than once and just wished for a different ending.
Mm,
okay?
Yeah.
Like on Titanic. It's like, seriously, every time, I've seen it numerous times, but no matter how many times I've seen that film, I always think to myself, surely this time she's going to pull him up on the raft and he's not going to die. He can't die. Maybe this time it'll be different. But the ending, the director had a different plan, and that was the way it was supposed to go. So we had the ultimate director in Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Yeah.
In the Lord, that sometimes we picture and we have plans and we expect things to go a certain way. And he decides to flip the script and actually surprise us, interrupt our plans, our dreams, our wishes. And it's also defining the difference between a Jackie dream
mm-hmm.
or a God dream.
Yeah.
And being obedient to what is his plan.
Right.
So
right. That's amazing. Can you touch more what this book is about, what you're writing about more in depth? Because
okay.
I'm the one that's going to be like front line getting your book, getting your autograph. I don't care how many times I see you. I'm like, I want to see her all over again.
Oh, you're an angel. Well, I didn't plan on my story looking like ever having a failed marriage in my past.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't plan on my first son being born with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest son is autistic. His little brother is 14 and a half months younger than him.
Wow.
And so I have two boys. So I didn't plan on having a failed marriage. And I guess this is what I also talk about in the book, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes our choices are what re-scripts our lives.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's God's choice that re-scripts our lives. See, God can take the failed marriage, the stuff that we're ashamed of or embarrassed of, and he can turn it and bring us back on track and flip the script so that he can be glorified through the
yeah.
pain, through the shame. And then for like me and my son, I didn't plan on my son. Let me put it to you this way. Both his daddy and I, my husband's the lead singer for the band Salvador.
And I'm a fan too. I'm a fan of Salvador. Literally, you guys are amazing. You guys are like a power couple, honestly.
Yeah. Powerfully annoying, probably. Okay, we've been married 12 years, and my husband and I started singing and traveling when I was 9 years old with my parents.
Right.
And I was homeschooled in the back of a car. I signed my record deal when I was 14. So my whole
amazing.
Life, thank well, my whole life has been dedicated to ministry. To singing for Jesus. And in order to be in ministry, you have to be able to communicate. My
yeah.
husband, the same thing. His whole life has been dedicated to ministry. Both of us were pastor's kids.
Same. My husband and I are pastor's kids, too.
Oh, PK, poor kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pastor's kids, poor kids. So we've dedicated our whole lives to ministry. So it's ironic that our oldest son struggles to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order to be a minister, you have to be able to communicate. But see, the thing, when I found out about his diagnosis,
mm-hmm.
I was mad at God for a while. I had to really struggle. I had to go through a mourning period. Mm-hmm. I had to mourn the dreams I had for my son while he was living in my belly.
Right.
And really kind of battle with God and just kind of have that struggle with God. Like I believe in you, but I don't get this. Why?
Right.
This is not the way it's supposed to be. This does not seem fair.
Mm-hmm.
So he was so, God is so good. He's so sovereign and so patient. He walked me through that time. And then after I can't remember, it was 3 months, 6 months. It took some time. I had to go through a mourning period and I had to begin for God. I had to allow God to allow me to dream again for my son.
Yeah.
Dream different dreams, dream new dreams. Okay. I'm not sure if he's going to get married. I'm not sure if he's going to drive, but I know that God has a plan for him because God told me, God showed me. He said, I've got this. Don't you think I love him more than you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
for sure.
Zealand's going to have a ministry. I don't know what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's through this book. I don't know. But I find that a lot of times special needs parents feel like islands. They feel like they're islands in a big, giant sea all by themselves, wow, struggling and trying to make sense of it all. But you're not,
mm-hmm,
because I'm not. We have each other. And so this book takes different collections of my stories.
Yeah.
And it takes it back to the Word. So you go back, okay, here's the story, here's my story.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's take it to Joseph. Joseph probably never planned on getting kidnapped.
Right.
And being sold into slavery,
mm-hmm,
being imprisoned. But God took that kind of crazy, that scripting in his life,
right,
and re-scripted it so that he was interpreting dreams.
Yeah.
I mean, and just, I just think to myself, how in the world can God use something as broken as me? But he does it all the time. When you look at Naomi, who was the mother-in-law for Ruth, mm-hmm, Naomi never planned on losing her two sons,
yeah,
her two beautiful sons, and being left with a daughter-in-law, and then having to go back to her home country.
Yeah.
And she was so bitter and angry because of this. How could I lose my sons, right?
Right.
So she actually chose to give up her name, Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
And chose to go with Mara, which is actually translated bitter. She was bitter. And she told her friends, do not call me Naomi. Do not call me Naomi. My name is Mara. I am bitter, bitter, bitter. But God, her friends never did that. They were not willing to do that. They said, no, you're Naomi. And she finally changed back to Naomi. But
yeah,
it took that time. And God showed his glory and showed his grace on her. And Ruth remarried.
Mm-hmm.
And had children, and the man she married accepted Naomi,
yeah,
as his own family as well. So
yeah,
God re-scripts our story.
Definitely.
And our stories are still being written constantly. As far as, like, for me, my Zealand and a failed marriage and all the silly stuff in my,
yeah,
life, some of it was God. Some of it was God's way of directing,
redirecting,
and scripting.
Yeah.
Redirecting, but also directing,
yeah,
and scripting the way he wanted it to go. And some of it was my poor choice and God going, I'm going to have to re-script this.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And also molding.
Yeah.
Molding as a person, because you're like, no, but I want this. And you're so, no, I totally want this and I like it. I want it. But God's like, no.
That's
and,
not and what I want for you.
Exactly. And it hurts so much because you're like, no, but God, this, I want this. This pleases me. But God's like, you know what? I have something better for you.
This is what it is. We have plans and God interrupts them.
Yeah.
And we need to embrace the interruption.
Yes.
And begin to understand the interpretation.
Yeah. And the process too.
And there's a process. But you know, it is beautiful. Obedience is a beautiful thing. It's,
yeah,
difficult. It is very difficult. I struggle on a daily basis with sin. I mean, just even a thought.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know, God is so full of grace. And if we walk in a state of obedience, God, please, and forgiveness.
Yeah.
Forgive me. I mean, God is, the Holy Spirit and God, they want to draw us near. They want us,
yeah,
right there. And our humanity, of course, gets in the way constantly, but we serve a good God who made over 7,000 promises, and he keeps every single one of them.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much for talking about that. I'm going to transition quickly over to your music.
Okay, go ahead.
What is Jackie working on right now? Your latest album was Diamond. Was it Diamond?
Actually, it was Confio. It came out
Confio.
I'm still actually kind of, I'm actually still touring that one.
Come to my church.
Okay, okay.
We're going to have her, call, we're gonna have her in Seattle, guys.
We're still touring that, so it's kind of still alive.
Yeah,
it's kind of strange. As far as a new record, I'm guessing I'll probably work on something in Spanish pretty soon. I've had all these plans, but then things have been just kind of adjusting. Like this book, I didn't plan on ever writing a book.
How did that happen, though? Really quick. You were just like, I'm just going to write a book about it?
You know what? I had something to say. Mm. I had something to say because God had done so much in my life.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with music, per se.
Right.
But had to do with life.
Yeah.
And when I realized, there was a statement that my husband said one time, as, you know, during this whole process with our oldest son. He said, the hardest thing for parents of special needs kids is parents of special needs kids are trying to figure out a way to outlive their children. Mm-hmm. We want to outlive our kids because we want to make sure that they're protected.
Right.
Make sure no one takes advantage of them. And make sure that they don't walk into a busy street.
Yeah.
It's all those, it's the big stuff, it's the little stuff, but it's impossible to outlive my son. So it's that constant reminder, and that's why I wanted to do this book, is because the mom with a child with special needs is not alone. But this book doesn't just talk about the child with the special needs. It talks about how this affects the other kids in the home. I have a younger son, so that's his little brother. And my younger son was born the baby. He is the baby of the family, right? I'm the baby. My husband's the baby of his family. And there's something so awesome about being the baby. You get spoiled, and you don't have to be responsible. You learn from the other one's mistakes. Right. You don't have to do them. So for him, my son, my youngest, his birth order does not really, it's not the way it's going to be for him. He has to look out for his big brother.
Right.
He has to, sometimes I have to ask the little brother, I'm like, hey, what is Zeeland saying? I don't understand what he's trying to say. He goes, oh, mom, he's just saying a line from a movie.
Oh.
Okay. So it's interesting to me because so many times we focus on just the special needs kids that we don't focus on how it affects mom, the dad, and the children, the other children
variables,
in the home. So this is just, it's all of it.
Wow. Amazing.
And also, of course, bringing real life strategy through biblical
concepts,
principles. Yeah. On how to look and how to flip the script on the way you're viewing things, your point of view.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can you sing us a song before going? Can you sing us a song? Any song.
Vida vas y amor traes luz a tinieblas fuerzas. Restaurarás todo corazón roto.
Awesome. Yay. Guys, honestly, thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you.
And last question.
Okay.
From all your songs, which one is the one that has impacted you most? If you can choose your one song that you're like, this is a song that totally just speaks to me. This is the one that just like, this is my song. That kind of describes everything of who you are.
Okay. Well, I guess off the last record would be Confio, and I trust you. Off of, I think probably, I will rest in you. Off the Streams album.
Yes, that's such a good song.
Yeah,
such
and
a good
song. And Speak for Me off of the second record. So, yeah,
such a good song. Thank you so much, Jackie, for being here with us. And Real Love, Real Life, guys. It's been an honor, honestly.
Thank you.
As a huge fan.
Well, I hope you like the book.
No, thank you so much. Thank you for being here with us totally appreciate your presence, you for being here with us. And honestly, thank you. And my husband as well.
I have a secret.
You have what's your secret?
When I was...
Are you sure you want to tell it in front of the whole world?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. When I was with Chi, like when Chi was my girlfriend, my gift was a CD, You City.
Really? Yes. Which one? Do you remember?
The last one, Confio.
Really? Yes. So confused. y'all are newly married.
Yes, we. Oh, yeah. A point for you. Yes, we're 2 years married, and I told them before I got married. I was like, babe, literally, I want my dream is to have Jackie Velasquez sing at my wedding. I was like, my dream, honestly, to have Jackie Velasquez in my wedding. He's like, you're crazy. I'm like, no, I'm not crazy. I want Nick and Jackie to sing at my wedding. I don't care. And he's like, you're crazy. I'm like, well, I'll still wait until I meet them. And here it is. I met you, and it's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You're a blessing. God bless you.
Thank you.
Gracias.
¿Cómo se para, amor?
Thank you so much.
Wow, guys, what an amazing episode and an interview. Honestly, I had a blast meeting Jackie Velasquez. It was a dream of mine to meet her, literally, like, no joke. She, the people that know me, like, saben que, like, I sing, que canto. And so people always ask, like, oh, who's your, like, inspiration, you know, like, who is your model? And honestly, Jackie Velasquez, I only have two, but Jackie Velasquez is literally one of those. And when I was just so grateful meeting her, but her story is impacting her book. I have it in Spanish because when we met, you know, she was promoting the Spanish one, the Spanish book, well, translation of it, you know what I mean. But I honestly, I've already, like, finished reading it. It's such a good book, honestly. It just shows different phases of life, you know, when she was, younger, you know, having to divorce her first husband, you know, and the process of that and how that was like. I know, and perhaps there are, you know, some young people that have gotten divorced because they're like, it wasn't a good fit, this didn't go so well, perhaps there was other things that were happening in the marriages that someone had to get out, you know what I mean? And so reading this book, it's like, wow, God honestly has a purpose. Like, it's okay, you know, it's okay, because God is a God of second chances, honestly. God is a God of second chances. Dios es un Dios de segunda oportunidad. And, you know, that didn't stop her there, you know. And then being married, you know, to Nick, and to Nick Gonzalez from Salvador, and how that came about, you know, and that whole story. And then, you know, being a mom, and, you know, and when you're like a first-time mom, I wouldn't know how that feels because my husband and I don't have kids yet. But I can imagine if you're a first-time mom and que te digan que hay una situación con tu bebé, that there's a situation, you know, con tu bebé, and that, you know, algo vaya a salir mal, that something bad, you know, might occur. And so, you know, having that, having Jackie Velasquez have her firstborn son, you know, and being special needs, and how perhaps many of us also have a sibling, a brother and sister, or a child that is a special needs, and how do you, like, you know, how do you go about that? Like, you might think, oh, I'm alone, I don't know, you know, many programs that might support, but there are many programs. You're not alone in those circumstances, in esas circunstancias, you're not alone. The enemy wants you to think that you're alone, you know, and, you know, that perhaps Jesús te dio la espalda, or, you know, Jesus gave his back on you. No, not at all. But when we're in those moments, you know, it strengthens our faith. Nuestra fe se fortalece, you know, de confiar en Dios. That's also why Jackie also, like, you know, spoke about her latest single was Confío, you know. And if you haven't heard that song, I recommend you do it. Te sugiero que lo escuches, because when you hear the lyrics to it, your life is like, wow, God, confío en ti, Señor. I trust in you, Jesus, you know. And so many of the things, there's doubt that comes to mind. I can imagine that doubt comes to mind in life, you know. It might be about
school, those that go to college, you know, or going to be in college, or those that are working, or those that are, you know, finishing up college and, you know, what job to get, or those that are in ministry, los que están en ministerio, y dices, what am I going to do? What is God calling me to do? ¿Qué me está llamando Dios a hacer? Cosas así es como que, wow, Dios ya lo tiene todo en orden. God already has it in order. We might think, oh, but God isn't listening. Dios no me está escuchando. Dios no está escuchando mi oración. God isn't listening to my prayer. What is happening? ¿Qué está pasando? Y a veces cuando nosotros nos pensamos, it's like, wow, you know, we shouldn't think that. ¿Por qué no debemos de pensar así? Porque Dios está escuchando. Dios tiene todo bajo su control. You might say, yes, eso es lo que cada predicador dice. That's what every preacher says, you know, that God is in control. And you might ask, but is he really? Of course he is. Claro que sí. Claro que lo está. You know, porque si no, a veces cuando hay dificultades, when there's difficulties, we need to go through that process. Tenemos que pasar por el proceso. ¿Por qué? Porque Dios nos quiere mostrar algo. God wants to show us something in the midst of our process. Dios nos quiere mostrar que tuvimos que pasar por esa situación. We had to go through that situation to learn something. Teníamos que aprender algo para el siguiente nivel, to go to the next level. And then we would already know how to work around it, how to manage the next situation. ¿Cómo manejar la segunda situación? Porque ya lo aprendimos en la temporada pasada. We already learned it in the season before, in the cycle before, or whatever you want to call it. You know, everything is for a purpose, in his purpose. Todo es por un propósito y en el propósito de él. You know? Y Jackie tuvo que entender eso. Jackie had to understand that. You know, she came to a realization. Una realidad, you know, de que, hey, todo está bien, todo está bajo el control de Dios. That everything is in God's control, and all I have to do is just really trust. Realmente es confiar. And you might say, but trust? How can I trust someone if someone, you know, betrayed me? Alguien me dio la espalda o alguien me traicionó. Yeah. Pero, ¿sabes qué? The only one that does not ever, el único que nunca te fallará, nunca te va a traicionar, será Dios. Will be God. You know what I mean? And so, I really just encourage everyone to, that if you're going through a situation that they're like, if you're like, there's no tomorrow, there is. Si dices, ya no hay una mañana, sí lo hay. Porque Dios es un Dios de segundas oportunidades. God is a God of second chances. And that's what I love about him. Because, yeah, even though when we're, like, not faithful, like, you know, we get busy. We have, our secular work. You know, we go to school, you know, whatever. Pero, you know, there's times that we fail God and we're like, wow, God, I really messed up. Or Dios, realmente me equivoqué. Pero, ¿sabes qué? Dios es un Dios de segundas oportunidades. God is a God of second chances. And Jackie, you know, spoke to us about, you know, how she thought that was it, but God already had it planned. Dios ya lo tenía planeado, and he already had it in order. Ya lo tenía en orden. So that's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and share it with all your friends. You can find us on Instagram, real.love.usa. You can find me on Instagram as Squeemenom. Yeah, kind of a funny, right? Is Squeemenom, or my husband Jairo Andres at Andres Amaya 18. All right, you can find us there on social media and share it with your friends. Be like, yo, you need to listen to the story. This is what's up. Eso es lo que tienes que escuchar. Es muy buen episodio y te lo recomiendo con todos. So I suggest you know to share with everyone. Compártelo con alguien and go look at Jackie Velasquez's social media, her music, and her new book that is out. You can find it on Amazon or whatever bookstore you go to. Cualquier tienda de libros lo puedes encontrar o también en Amazon. So, until next time, that was it for this episode of Real Love, Real Life.
Con
Jairo Andrés y Jennifer Amaya, seguiremos descubriendo lo más natural y cotidiano de tus artistas, líderes, escritores y músicos favoritos en Real Love. Amor Real.